I really, really appreciate what Bert and what Roxy have contributed to your your Ion stuff and your Zappa stuff, because I have never been a big Zappa follower. But I know, but with you guys and hearing what you're doing, and then I've also been, you know, at Zappa concerts with Bob, watching him do his, you know, air guitar.
And you're not a Zappa fan, Sue? You went to concerts with Zappa and you're not a Zappa fan? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
It's a bad mark. You know, it's not good on a resume.
What can I say? I'm a holdout.
That's a holdout. You're trying to keep your sanity.
Yeah.
What is your music taste? I'm curious. What's your musical taste?
She likes that Lottie somebody of the late 70s. What was it? Lottie Lovitch?
I'm visual.
Lenny
Lovitch. What can I say? I'm visual. What can I say? I'm a visual person. I'm not really big time into music. I'm really sorry about that. But, hey, but Bob has introduced me to so many different aspects of it. It's wonderful. And Cage stuff, I mean, all the video stuff, all the art over the years. I guess I can say I sort of do appreciate Zappa in certain forms. I think I loved
You like Burt Weenie sandwich. Burt Weenie sandwich.
Arriving too late for a drowning
right.
Rich.
And you like Burt Weenie sandwich and 1970 Holiday in Berlin. You like that.
Yeah. And I've certainly been to Bob's house and been inundated with Zappa stuff, you know, but, hey, I can let it roll over my head. I can just, you know, sit there like a dunce and let it kind of flow over and not totally embrace it. But there were wonderful things about Zappa, and certainly that time that I was able to introduce Bob to Zappa's drummer to
piano
Zappa
player.
And have
piano
yeah,
player.
Was he the piano player or the drummer?
Only for that tour in 84. His name was Alan Zavod, Z-A-V-O-D. He was a jazz guy. He didn't stay long with Frank. He just did that tour. But we saw him in Halifax the night Reagan got reelected, November 6, 1984.
1984.
I think it was November 6th, the day Reagan got elected, reelected. That's we were in Halifax.
How do you like that, eh? Bob can remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I just remember, Bob, that time when we went to the concert. You were absolutely fucking amazing doing your air guitar in the aisle.
I was the only guy dancing in the aisle. These were passive Nova Scotians.
Yeah. It was amazing. And here you were with all these Club 22 types, right?
Including Garrett.
Garrett.
That was a great triumph, having Garrett there.
Yeah, Garrett was there. He had his ascot on. He had his formal dress on. He was really awesome. And, who else was there?
Greg and Art.
Greg and Art, yeah. And that was pretty amazing. So we went there and saw them, and afterwards you thought, where would they go? Would they go to this club? Would they go to that club? And we were trying to figure out where we could go in Halifax to find Zappa. But we didn't go anywhere, did we?
Just a minute. I'm getting Carol to mute. You're stirring there. So what did you say? We went where?
We didn't go anywhere that night. I don't think we could figure out any club Zappa would go to.
Yeah, everything was closed down. It was late. And we didn't know where Zappa was. It was the next day, Bert, and I've told the story before, Sue, of course, had to go do bullshit bourgeois, go to a fucking shopping mall, buy some crap, and I had nothing to do. I wasn't going to stay home in her stupid little house. So I said, oh, fuck, let's go. So I went along, sat along there. What am I wasting my time? I got to get back to Toronto. Fuck this shit. I can't handle this. Halifax. There's nothing going on here. And I'm sitting there, and Sue goes into the fucking mall. She goes into the mall, and she comes out with a guy. What? What are you speaking the same time as I am?
Yes.
Listen to this, Bert. Bob is sitting in my car. Okay? I'm parked outside on the road. I'm running into the mall to grab something. I don't even know what it is. As I'm going through the roundabout thing there that you go into the mall with, I run into this guy, and it turns out to be Zappa's drummer.
No, piano player. Piano player.
Oh,
Alan Zavod.
Anyway, I recognize the guy. I say, hey, weren't you in the Zappa thing last night? And, oh, my God, it was fantastic. Had a great time. And I'm coming in the doors. This guy's going out the doors. And I say, hey, what you doing? How come you're still here? And he says, oh, well, our flight's not going till later on. I said, hey, let me drive you back to your hotel. He goes, oh, just up the hill. I said, no, let me drive you back to the hotel. It would be a pleasure. He said, okay. So we go back to the car. I said, Bob, get in the back of the car.
Okay, so now let me, Sue.
Bob doesn't
I'm
know
sitting,
who
wait, Sue, my
is,
turn, Sue. Now let me fill in. Wait a minute, Sue. I have to mute, Sue. I'm going to mute you, Sue. Listen.
And listen, Bob, wait a minute.
Where is Sue?
I recognize this guy. I gave up whatever I was going to that mall for to bring him back, to put him in the car, to drive him back to the hotel. And I know it was just up the hill, but frig, I put him in the car. I thought, oh, Bob's going to love this.
Okay, but look, Sue, here's my perspective. What? I'm sitting there in the car wondering how long I'm going to put up with Sue buying crap. And she comes out with a guy, and I go, that fucking floozy. She picked up a fucking asshole. What a fucking prostitute, you know. What a fucking whore. You know, she has
said,
to fucking
Bob,
always
fuck,
meeting people. Always
car,
so this fucking idiot comes out. I say, oh, shit, I got to get in the back seat. So I get in the back seat. This long-haired asshole gets in the front seat. He's kind of looking at Sue, and I look at him, and then I says, holy shit, that's fucking Alan Zavod. And I go, what? So I immediately like the guy. I switched off my hate vibe, immediately say, wow.
Bob, you didn't know who he was for the first half, you know, like the first 15 minutes. You didn't know who the hell he was.
No, we were just, it wasn't that long, Sue.
Back.
It wasn't that long, because very quickly, I'm saying, where do you guys stay? Where are you staying? And he said, the Citadel Inn, which was just 100 yards up the hill. And
I
very
know, and
short.
I was driving them up. I was driving him up there.
So I start coming on to him saying, look, Frank's there, right? Yeah. Is there a way I can get to talk to Frank? And he said, well, I'll see. So a little while later, either he or the bodyguard comes by and says, Frank's eating right now. He'll see you when he's finished. And I couldn't believe it. Holy shit. Because if you're not on the inside network, you can't get to see him. I mean, I can get backstage in New York or places where I have friends who know Zappa and get me in if I'm not in direct contact with them. This is in Nova Scotia, the fucking cold part of the Atlantic Ocean, and nowhere land, no connection. I don't even know where he is. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with him, thanks to Sue and her prostitute ways of picking up assholes all the time.
Hey, Bob, it was the Sue connection. What are you talking about?
I mean, Sue could gloat about that for the next 2,000 years. I mean, and then she got the only picture of me and Frank together. There's never been a photo of me and Frank, and she got it.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there, Bert, I'm sitting there when Bob and Zappa are sitting in the hotel lobby, right? And I'm sitting there with Frank's bodyguard, and we're just sitting there. Watching Bob and Zappa sitting on the couch together and yakking away.
But we had a reason to be together, Sue, because in August I was in New York with him, and I arranged to send the May Brussels recordings to him. So now it is November, a few months later, and I want to know what he thinks of them. And so we start talking about that, and he hasn't listened to them yet. And he tells me, he gives me Jane Friedman, his agent's name, about, you know, go through her if you have some more questions, because I'm on tour now. You can't call me at home. So go through my agent. So we arranged for future communications about what he makes of the May stuff, May Brussels stuff. So I then end up there at his home on May 15th. I think it's Jerry Fialko's birthday, the May 14th or 15th, the Ides of March that Ian's talking about this week, and with Frank, and that's when we had a big – continued this summit about the May Brussels tapes, and shortly after that, he calls up May Brussels, this is in 1985, and gives her a computer. But he got this information from her and some of the tapes I sent him that he used when he goes in September 1985 – to Congress mm-hmm. to do his famous speech against the censors of rock lyrics. That all came, yeah. a part of that connecting for him to feel confident, because he had the dirt on everybody that wow. was on the committee, which he got from May, was because Sue, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that important for me to talk to him at that day, because it could have happened later and he hadn't heard the tapes yet, but having been with him in August, that reinforced it, put his mind onto it, made sure he got the tapes, and that led to him, a year later, doing what he's most famous for now, you know, chewing out the wow. politicians. That's what people know him as.
So I was just your little link there, Bob,
right.
to get you to Zappa.
Right.
And it was
and change the world again.
It's so funny to come back to the car and say, "Hey, Bob, get in the back."
Yeah, and I'm saying, and I'm a nice guy. I'm only a fucking
Zappa
guest.
Band members in the front of my car drive
yeah.
them up to the air to the hotel.
In my
so
memory,
funny.
It didn't
and
take
Bob
me long.
Going,
yeah, I was pissed off. Fucking idiocy. And I don't remember it taking very long for me to figure out what it is, but I do remember a period of, well, let's Sue and him talk. And then I guess
I introduce you.
Maybe I didn't recognize him. Maybe you said who
yes,
he was, and then I recognized him.
You didn't recognize him.
And you can see this guy. You can see this guy in a few videos of 1984 concerts. You'll see him playing the piano. He used to do long solos, and some of the other band members later said that he was a bit didn't know how to really fit into Frank's band. He was used to doing long solos, but he didn't get long enough, and it's sort of awkward what he does. It's really good, but you can see.
Yeah, well, good thing he was a diss, because he ended up in my car, and I drove him like 3 blocks back to the hotel.
Right.
Good thing he was a diss, Bob.
What?
Good thing he was a ditz.
That's right.
And then
he's sitting there.
He ended up in my car with you in the back seat and me driving him 3 blocks up to the hotel.
No, he's got to think back. If he's smart, he'll go, that's Bob's intelligence agent. Because he has to say,
yeah.
he meets this woman in the doorway who insists to drive him back, and then all of a sudden he's watching the guy that Sue was sitting with is talking to Frank in a summit meeting right there in the lobby. He has to wonder, yeah. how did this happen? How did this guy who knew Frank end up sitting there with a serious conversation? You know?
Well, I don't remember seeing him when Frank was
no,
there.
No, I don't either.
In the lobby. No,
but he could have been looking
either.
At it from the distance.
Yeah, who knows. But I remember Frank walking us out to the front doors, and I remember what a sort of gentleman he was.
Yeah.
He was very charming and
aristocratic.
I mean, I didn't really speak to him, but I asked if I could take a picture of the two of you together, and he was very accommodating that way. And
well, you might have noticed how he was talking. I talked to him about Garrett, and you probably picked up the vibe, how respectful he was when I told him what Garrett said about his work. I said that Garrett.
Yeah, that it was like a, what was it? It was like a waterfall of music.
No, he said. Garrett said that Zappa was a force of was harnessing and sculpting the forces of nature.
Yeah, force of nature.
Forces, natural forces. And I know Zappa had never heard anybody say that to him, so I give him a little intro about who Garrett is, how important he is, and then I say what he said. And his respect and sincere response to that is what Sue's picking up about his aristocratic gentlemanliness.
I could also understand if he was walking us out to the front door how women could fall for him and his charm.
Yeah, yeah. Even though sometimes
you know
he looks ugly. I know what you mean. Sometimes he looks ugly.
I mean, he was just very, you know, respectful and like a gentleman to me as I walked out
yeah.
with you guys and Bob. But I could definitely feel that he was checking me out as a female, that's for sure.
Right. Now, look at this, Sue. What you're really picking up is that years of me and Frank, you know, helping each other. Many
mm-hmm.
conversations, many things we'd done. I'd given him top information. That's what
mm-hmm.
you should have seen, the respect that he gave
mm-hmm.
me. That's what
mm-hmm.
you would have picked up. I mean, it was like the gentleman part of him came out of him because I was there as a gentleman.
Yeah. I mean, Bob has always been a gentleman in my world, but
yeah.
I didn't expect that to be a Zappa thing.
Right.
Like, I always sort of thought that Zappa would be rougher or
thicker.
You know, just, yeah, thicker or rougher,
yeah,
more stupid or just a rocker kind of thing.
Right.
But he was elegant.
Right, and you saw a documentary of him a few years ago, and you saw the even more elegance in him. That blew you away.
Yeah. And I like that aspect, you know. It's almost like seeing Zappa back in that day when he first got on and did the bicycle thing,
yeah,
on
Steve Allen.
At the television. Steve Allen, yeah. The bicycle thing where he was all dressed up in his suit and, you know, did his kind of, you know, this is sort of a new thing, but it's okay for you guys, and I'm just going to walk you through it. And, you know, just he just had a very interesting sort of elegance to him. I was impressed.
He was a genius. He had
impressed.
That genius, you know, sovereign God consciousness coming out of him, even when he was young.
You know, it's almost like McLuhan. You know, McLuhan was a very classic guy.
Yeah.
He just wanted to stand more at attention when you were around him.
That's right. Pay attention.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of stood up straight and you looked at him in the eye and you kind of thought, yeah, this is a total human being here with an intelligence and an elegance about living on this planet.
And yeah, yeah.
How wonderful it is for me to stand here and meet this person.
Right.
You know?
Okay, now we had lots of contact with that through Garrett. Garrett equally matched that kind of aristocratic bearing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.